بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. The day of Qiyamah is a certainty. It is a day which is going to take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah throughout the Holy Quran. We heard in Fajr Salah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Allah ta'ala emphasizes that, do you know what Qiyamah is all about? يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسُ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَ إِذِ لِلَّهِ. The day of Qiyamah, no person will be able to avail the other. He won't be able to assist any person. Everybody will be worried about his own self. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Everybody will be worried on the day of Qiyamah, running to and fro frantically. Every person will be in a parishan condition. The matter, everything will be in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, the sun will be hovering above our heads. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be people who will have perspiration to the ankles, some to the knees, some to the waist, some right covering their mouths. So every person will be very, very afraid of the day of Qiyamah. There will be certain people whom Allah ta'ala will keep under His shade. And this is what we all are desiring, that we are under the shade, under the saya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of Qiyamah. Various narrations have mentioned various type of people, individuals, but one particular hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and it appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, where Rasulullah mentioned 7 categories of people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there be no shade but His shade. سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يُمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. إِمَامٌ عَادِلٌ. A just ruler. So a person who's a ruler, he's got authority. Sometime when he has authority, then he could throw his weight, he could abuse people, he could make zulam upon people, he can oppress people. But if he's a just person, then he'll be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second one, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That youngster who grew up and he lived in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not maghloob, he was not overpowered by his shahwat, his desires and doing haram. But he lived a pure, chaste life and he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his youth. And this is a very great thing, that a person who is young has many, many desires, but he does not give vent to his desires, he does not follow his desires, he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then the third person is mentioned, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ أَوْ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That person whose heart is always attached to the masjid. Attached to the masjid doesn't mean he worries about how the building looks and the beautiful lights, etc. But his heart is always connected to the masjid, that I need to be first in the masjid, I must come out last from the masjid, I must be in the masjid making tilawat of the Quran, dhikrullah, dua, etc. So all the time, even if he's gone somewhere, his heart, his mind is always, I need to go to the masjid. So his heart is always connected to the masjid. Then the fourth category of people are, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلِيهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلِيهِ. Two people who love one another, and their love is solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no other mundane intentions, or they do not love one another for the sake of dunya or any other pursuit. Their love for one another is solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've built this friendship because of the love for Allah. They gather together for the sake of Allah. And when they depart also, it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imamun Adirun, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلِيهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلِيهِ. Then وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ ذَاتُ إِمْرَأَةٍ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Then that person who is invited, he is enticed by a very beautiful woman of status and beauty. So she is enticing him to her beauty, but he says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times a person is faced with a type of situation, especially in the corporate world, you're working some place, there's a secretary right there, and each time you're being enticed, would you say, no, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will never make my Allah ta'ala naraz, I will crush my desires. So such a person will also be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. And that person who gives sadaqah with such sincerity, that he conceals this, the sadaqah he gave, he did not make a public announcement about it, so much so that his left hand does not even know what the right hand is given. And this is by means of expression to show the sincerity he did it with. And he did not mention to any person that he had given this sadaqah. And then, رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, and he cries, he sheds those tears, he has hope in Allah ta'ala's mercy, he has fear of Allah's azab, he's sitting with all sincerity, all alone, and he's shedding those tears, and he's crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep such people under his shade, on that shade when there'll be no shade, but his shade. May Allah ta'ala make us at least from one of these people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.